This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour. And we continue today with a series of studies in which we've been engaged for several days on making things as sure as we can. All of us try to follow this in our ordinary life. When we buy a house, we insist on the title. When we deposit money at the bank, we insist on a receipt. When we buy even such a small item as hamburger meat in the grocery store, we demand that it be weighed. When we have a baby, we want it to be footprinted in the hospital so that we can be sure that we have the right one. And so it is that we've been considering the fact that each of us, as pertains to the soul, should make it as sure as we possibly can in regard to whether or not we can be saved by sincerity alone, as to whether we can be saved by morality alone, by faith alone, without repenting, without reformation of life, without the grace of God. And we have seen, according to each one of these, according to the Bible teaching, that the answer is no. And I plead with you today to do as did the Bereans of old, to search the Scriptures daily to see if the things that are taught are so. It is so easy for one to be misled by another human being. The fact that a man is a preacher, the fact that he even reads from the Bible, the fact that I am now preaching to you from the Bible, does not necessarily mean that I am telling you the truth. The Bible urges us to prove all things, to hold fast to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, God ascribes nobility to people who search the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. And so I urge you, as we study, to jot down the various matters to which I refer, and then go to your own Bible to see for yourself. Read for yourself and see if it's taught in your Bible what I'm saying that it teaches. Now today, as we continue with our study, I urge you to make it as sure as you can in regard to the matter that some hold that one can be saved without loving God, that one can just be a sort of a good person, just a good moral person, not be religious at all, not really have much of an attitude about God one way or the other. But, my friends, you can make it sure that this is not true by reading in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 30, in which we have the record of the asking of Jesus, by some other men of Jesus, the question, which is the greatest commandment of all? And Jesus responded by saying, the first and greatest commandment is this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second likened to it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It is therefore clear that we cannot be saved without loving God. Further, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22, if any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema. So you see, if one does not love God, if he does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, then his soul rests under the anathema or the curse of God. So make it as sure as you can. Then in the next place, we sometimes hear the idea that one can be saved without confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. But we turn to Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, where Jesus says that if you do not confess me before men, I will not confess you before the Father who is in heaven. In other words, if in your life, either by your words and or your deeds, you deny that Jesus is the Christ, then he will deny you before the Father. And, of course, since the only hope that any of us has of everlasting life is that we will be confessed by Jesus before the Father, it is clear that we cannot be saved without confessing the Lord. Further, Paul said in Romans 10, 9 and 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so you see, confession with the mouth of Jesus Christ as Lord is prerequisite, that is, it comes before one's being saved by the blood of Christ. And so we can see the enormous importance of our trying to make things as sure as we possibly can. And the only way we can do that is by seeing what the Bible teaches. Now, in closing, let me thank you for listening today and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.